This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The trial for the man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder is set for September. Defense attorneys asked the judge for a long delay, but the judge only granted a month. Erica Mahoney's father was among the 10 people killed. She says she's waited a long time for the trial to begin.
When she said September, that's when I could really start to cry. It was just like we could breathe for the first time in a while. It's funny the things that you become grateful for, but I'm grateful to know that this is moving forward.
The alleged shooter has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Douglas County High School has moved the location of its graduation ceremony to a park or stadium. That's after facing criticism that some undocumented seniors might not be able to attend if the ceremony were held at the Air Force Academy. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Air Force Academy's rules for going on the base are clear. You need a government-issued ID. If you're not a U.S. citizen, you must get a background check using a passport. Some teachers at the school say undocumented students or their family members may not have a passport or may not trust handing over documents to the military. The Supreme Court ruled more than 40 years ago that undocumented children have a legal right to an education in the U.S. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Today, emergency crews in Pueblo will practice what to do in the event of a plane crash. Around 150 people from a dozen first responder agencies will participate in the drill. The public may see emergency vehicles congregating at the Pueblo Memorial Airport or local hospitals. The exercise is a chance to test communications and cooperation. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon.